Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
If you've not heard, the anticipated fast rail line, aka bullet train, from San Francisco to Los Angeles has been canceled due to being billions over budget and well behind schedule. There is enough track and infrastructure, apparently, to run the train from Madera to Bakersfield if you have a desire to ride between those two cities. 10 years or so ago, Californians were sold a bill of goods as a way to reduce travel time through the Central Valley, decrease the environmental impact from emissions from vehicles, and provide a mode of transportation besides air travel. The plan sounded good, and the cost of a few billion dollars made it seem plausible. One of the first issues after the bullet train initiative passed was they had underestimated the cost. As of today, it would cost over $77 billion to complete. That's right, you heard me correctly, $77 billion. This would also result in a very steep ticket prices to ride on the train, eliminating it as an economic mode of travel. Then there's the issue with construction completion. The train was supposed to be completed or near completion by now. If my estimation is correct, less than one-third of the infrastructure for the train is complete. Governor Newsom decided that it was in the best interest of California to abandon any further expenditure of taxpayer funding into the bullet train, and the federal government may be asking for the $3 to $4 billion contribution of federal funding back. On a bright note, maybe, private industry will look into taking up the project, and if so, they could more than likely build it for much less and provide a better service. Only time will tell, but if you want to ride on the bullet train, you may have to get yourself to either Madera or Bakersfield first. Speaking of trains or train tracks, if you're not aware, there has been a new trail developed in the abandoned train tracks between Fortuna and Palmer Creek area. The River Life Foundation has been very active in developing this area that was once extremely overgrown and inaccessible. A wide swath of brush and debris have been removed from along the existing train track, and hundreds of truckloads of gravel have been placed on the tracks. I believe much of the gravel and cleanup time has been donated or reduced cost. Access has been limited to foot traffic, with access gates placed on each end for vehicle access if needed for future restoration work or in the case of emergency vehicle entry. I believe the plan is to eventually extend the trail all the way to Fernbridge. The trail is level and smooth, the firm gravel base, a great place for a walk or for runners who want to avoid traffic. With the brush removed, you can enjoy a view of the river and have a quiet and safe walk or run. This type of trail is long overdue, and I have enjoyed utilizing the trail myself. Kudos to the River Life Foundation and others involved in this effort. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.